I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. Georgia's lottery is nothing new. Between 1805 and 1833, the state held 8 land lotteries. 75% of Georgia was sold to roughly 100,000 people for bargain prices. As land-hungry Georgians began migrating westward after the Revolution, the state negotiated treaties with the Creek and Cherokee tribes, or simply took their land, and then distributed the acreage. Georgia turned to the lottery system because of the corrupt Yazoo land fraud when the legislature sold thousands of acres to speculators. Names were put in one drum, lot numbers in another. Names could be entered multiple times based on age, marital status, military service, years of residence, and success in previous lotteries. The lotteries had far-reaching consequences. More widespread land ownership shifted political power away from aristocratic planters, but increased slave ownership as cotton cultivation spread. Georgia's first Land Lottery Act was signed by Governor John Millage on May 11, 1803, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia history is made possible by the generous support from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation and as a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org.